Okay, here we go. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress back to order. We're out of recess. The time is 10:45. The agenda item, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. We are on Bill Number ONCA 20-43. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment. Page 1, lines 38, strike waiver and. Page 1, line 38, after enterprise, insert and should be made permanent to coincide with the submission of the annual budgets. Page 1, line 41 through 47, strike lines 41 through 47 and insert the following section. Section 2, Amendment to 14 ONC 12105C1. 14 ONC Section 12105C1 shall be amended to read. C, Specific Authority, Powers and Responsibilities, Subsection 1, Annual Plan. As a means for ensuring fiscal and operation accountability, the Board shall submit an annual plan to the Osage Nation Congress no later than August 15th prior to the beginning of each fiscal year. The annual plan shall contain A, a budget for each gaming facility and all gaming-related activities for upcoming fiscal year. B, the financial report for each gaming facility and gaming-related activities for the prior year in relation to the anticipated performance of each facility in the upcoming year. C, disclosure of any and all audit findings and or comments from the prior year and the status of corrective actions taken or in process with an estimated schedule for completion. D, an explanation of any significant budget overrun or shortfall and justification for any significant budget adjustments for the upcoming year. E, disclosure of any significant anticipated capital outlays or personal property acquisitions and a statement of any previously approved capital projects not yet complete, including the initial budget, the amount expended to date, the remaining amount of the budget to be spent on this project. F, borrowing plans, including plans to make, accept, endorse, or issue bonds, indebtedness, promissory notes, mortgages, or security agreements, or any other instrument of indebtedness or guarantee exceeding a cumulative annual amount of $500,000. G, disclosure of any plans for significant expansion of existing operations or establishment of new operations or related businesses, particularly plans requiring the purchase of lease or real property and or construction of gaming facilities. H, the description of any planned expansion or major repairs and anticipated problems likely to affect the budget of profitability in the upcoming fiscal year. I, the status of any lawsuits filed by or against the gaming or gaming-related activities. J, any request for the retention of net revenues with a detailed schedule of the purpose of the request, the total amount of the request for retained net revenue per purpose or project, and the annual amount of the request for retained net revenue per purpose or project. K, a report of any reasonable, foreseeable event, circumstance, or matter that may or will affect the profitability of the gaming facilities and gaming-related activities in the upcoming fiscal year. L, a description of the bonus structure and bonus structure for all employees of the Osage Nation Enterprise, including executive management. And M, any other information the Board deems appropriate. Page 1, lines 16 through 18, change the title to reflect the amendments.
Second.
There is a motion and a second for the amendment. That is one amendment. Discussion.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is General Order Day 2. The amendments are just proposed. I don't believe there's discussion at this time.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any additional movement for this legislation?
Speaker, this is Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I would move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place this is 2043.
Yes, ma'am.
The amendment to 2043 on General Order Day 3 on today's agenda.
Motion on the floor.
This is Alice.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Are there any opposed?
No.
Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I have no idea what I thought we did a voice vote for.
Yes, ma'am. We did, and I thought I heard a couple of no votes on any opposed, so we took a roll call vote.
Okay. Just okay. I need to change my vote to yes because I knew we had done a voice vote, and then I thought we moved on without you reading the amendment. So I apologize. Okay. I made the motion, so I'm voting yes.
Okay. So,
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Clarification, that moves the yes votes to 10 and two no's. So now the motion passes. We are on general order day 3, where amendments are voted on. And we are on amendment number 1. Okay, bear with me. I'm told my job is to read this. Page 1, lines 38, strike waiver and. Page 1, lines 38, after enterprise, insert and should be made permanent to coincide with submissions of annual budgets. Page 1, lines 41 through 47, strike lines 41 through 47 and insert the following section. Section 2, amendment to Section 2, Amendment to 14 ONC Section 12-105C1. 14 ONC Section 12-105C1 shall be amended to read. C.
Speaker Tillman.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I apologize for interrupting you, but if you're going to read all this, we have it in writing before us. I would move to waive the reading of the amendment because you have it, if everyone has it before them.
Thank you. Is everybody okay with, is that a point of order? Do we need to? If they want to do that, that's fine. If we want to do that, that's fine. Is
Mr.
everybody?
Mr. Speaker, Edwards, I actually don't have it.
Okay.
Then I move to. Okay.
Move to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk. I move to for the speaker to waive the reading of. I still move to do that.
Okay.
Second.
There's a motion. This is Alice. Waive the reading in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Discussion.
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Yes.
No.
No. I don't have
okay,
a copy.
Okay, let me just read. I'm just going to read this, okay? C, specific authority powers and responsibilities. One, annual plan. As a means of ensuring fiscal and operational accountability, the board shall submit an annual plan to the Osage Nation Congress no later than August 15th, prior to the beginning of each fiscal year. The annual plan shall contain A, a budget for each gaming facility and all gaming-related activities for the upcoming fiscal year, B, a financial report for each gaming facility and gaming-related activities for the prior year in relation to the anticipated performance of each facility in the upcoming year, C, disclosure of any and all audit findings and or comments from the prior year and the status of the corrective actions taken or in process with an estimated schedule for completion. D, an explanation of any significant budget overrun or shortfall and justification for any significant budget adjustments for the upcoming year. E, disclosure of any significant anticipated capital outlays or personal property acquisitions and a statement of any previous approved capital projects not yet complete, including the initial budget, the amount extended to date, and the remaining amount of the budget to be spent on the project. F, borrowing plans, including the plans to make, accept, endorse, or issue bonds, debentures, promissory notes, mortgages, or security agreements, or any other instrument of indebtedness to or guarantee exceeding cumulative annual amount of $500,000. G, disclosure of any plans for significant expansion of existing operations or establishment of new operations or related businesses, particularly plans requiring the purchase of lease or real property and or construction of gaming facilities. H, a description of any planned expansions or major repairs and anticipated problems likely to affect the budget or profitability in the upcoming fiscal year. I, the status of any lawsuits filed by or against gaming or gaming-related activities. J, any request for the retention of net revenues with a detailed schedule of the purpose of the request, the total amount of the request for retained net revenue per purpose or project, and the annual amount of the request for retained net revenue per purpose for project. K, a report of any other reasonable foreseeable event, circumstance, or matter that may or will affect the profitability of the gaming facilities and gaming-related activities in the upcoming fiscal year. L, a description of the bonus structure or bonus structures for all employees of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise, including executive management, and M, any information the board deems appropriate. Pages 1, line S, 16 through 18, change the title to reflect these amendments. Discussion, please.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment, the total effect, and I'd be happy to clarify with Legislative Council, the total effect would simply be moving the deadline to August 15th and setting that not as a temporary extension, but as a permanent extension. As some of you may remember, the Congress passed ONCA 2040 during our last session that moved the annual submission of the deadline or annual submission of the budget deadline to August 15th for the nation on a permanent basis. So I don't necessarily see the need to make this temporary. If the nation can submit their budget on August 15th, I think the gaming enterprise should also be afforded that same level of scrutiny. So actually the only thing that changes in 14 ONC 12 105 C1, which is the bulk of this amendment, is actually just the first portion that changes the date to a specific date of August 15th from July 15th. A through M is actually just a restatement of subsection 1. So the only thing changing is making this deadline from July 15th to August 15th, puts it in accordance with the expectation of the annual budget of the nation, which is to be submitted on July 15th. So again, all this amendment does is make the deadline for the annual gaming plan of operations August 15th on a permanent basis to coincide with the annual submission of the budget for the nation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any further discussion?
Speaker Tillman, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
It was my understanding, and please clarify if I'm wrong, as the author of the legislation, that gaming reached out to you to ask for you to sponsor this with the intent to just change the date. So I'll be voting no for the amendment.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox, and yes, you are correct. Any other discussion? Okay. We will vote on the amendment. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Potts.
Speaker Tillman, can I have a clarification?
Roll call vote. Roll call vote, please. Congressman Potts was a yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
No. Amendment fails. The motion fails. We're now, do we need a movement? Need some movement on OACA 20-43. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place OACA 20-43 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second. This is Alice.
Motion and a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, we will recess for, what do you think, 20 minutes?
I don't know.
What, Trey?
Where Trey's at, so let's give us.
He's here.
Let's give us 45.
Mr. Speaker, this is Trey.
Mr. Gill.
I will have this ready in about 10 minutes, so whatever time the committee needs after that.
Okay. The time right now is 11:02. Let's get back together at 11:30. So we will be in recess. Chair would entertain a motion to recess until 11:30.
Second, Brandy.
We are in recess till 11:30. Thank you.